Linda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Good Woman of Renmark, written by Darry Fraser and read by Rebecca McCauley. The dedication reads, to my mum, Gilda, and to my grandmothers, Lena, always in my heart, and Doris, never forgotten. One. Renmark, 1895. Maggie O'Rourke's heart pounded. Standing over the body, the iron rod still clutched in her shaking hands, she was ready to swing it again if she had to. The rutting had ceased abruptly when the thwack copped the side of his head. A last grunt had escaped him, and a soundless Robert Boyd collapsed over Nara, the woman he'd snatched. His breeches were taut over thick thighs, but in his frenzy, the back seam had given way, and his buttocks gleamed white. Nara kicked and wrested her way out from under him, shoving his head off her. Her dress had hoiked up to her waist, and her heels skidded as she rolled to get away. The cheeks of her backside scraped on the gravelly dirt. "Get up and run! Did he get you?" Maggie waved the iron rod, her gaze never leaving the big body. Nara scrambled to her feet, pushing at her dress as she tried to dust off. She pressed her hand between her legs. "He nearly stuck it in, but you got him before. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Are you hurt?" Rubbing herself, Nara squeezed her eyes shut a moment. "Maybe." "Oh, God. Bad, Nara? Are you hurt bad?" Maggie felt sick for her friend. Sick for herself. But she wasn't the one that monster had defiled. Nara rubbed again, considering. "He didn't get me. Just fell down on me." Maggie, blinking hard, peered at the body. "Is he dead?"
"I reckon."
Nara straightened her dark dress under the dirtied pinafore. "You got him good." Pointing the rod at Boyd, ready in case he leapt to his feet, Maggie seethed. "He is an evil man."
"Just a dead one now."
She stared at Nara. "Why did you do it? Why did you get in his way?" Nara and her husband, known only as Wodgy, had been friends with Maggie almost from the day she'd arrived to work at Olivewood a few years ago. The Wodgers had been in trouble before, defending themselves. They were rabbit trappers, poor people making a meagre living from what they could scrounge off the land. They were often vulnerable to unscrupulous rogues. Some said even more so than the blacks.
"He bashed Wodgy. Accused him of stealing, and that was a lie. This time he were after you. The troopers will kill me if I kill him, so better he chases me and you bash him."
Maggie squeezed her eyes shut a moment. I know, but he got you. I'm sorry he got you." Nara waited a beat.
"Me? You? He don't care."
Maggie could hang for this, especially if no one believed they'd both been in danger. Robert Boyd had begun pestering Maggie a month ago and, despite her rejection, had kept it up. Earlier today, when he'd arrived unannounced at Olivewood, he'd become more than a nuisance. He'd tried to touch her, had made a grab for her arm. Maggie had snatched herself away. Hands on hips, she'd faced him at the foot of the veranda steps.
"Mr. Boyd, I have said before today, and very politely, that I am not interested in your attention or your company."
She squared her shoulders.
"Even if you were not married, yet still, you have persisted, unwelcome, uninvited, and now you dare lay your hand on my person. Go away."
He had mimicked her hand on hips.
"Ain't you the feisty one? Nice and built well too, taking a man's off."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?